A US delegation has visited Iraq's Kurdistan region to discuss issues including an ongoing oil dispute between the semi-autonomous region and Iraq's central government. Kurdistan is going ahead with its unilateral oil exports via Turkey, despite opposition by Baghdad and Washington. Kurdistan's United Leadership tanker left Morocco several days ago after making a U-turn in the Atlantic Ocean. Reports say the tanker moved into international waters without unloading.
Our first tanker has been sold out. Our first tanker. And the second tanker of oil is on its way to be sold.
Kurdistan's regional government has also denied reports that it's selling crude cheaply. The region says that it needs oil sales for its annual expenditure and that the business is in accordance with Iraq's constitution. Baghdad denies this, saying that the constitution gives it the sole right to sell oil. Iraqi officials also say that Kurdistan is selling unknown amounts of cut-price oil.
They send oil without knowing how much oil they sent, because they don't count how much oil they sent. The Turkish government isn't giving details about how much oil is being received between the Kurdish region and Turkey.
In the meantime, Kurdistan's regional prime minister, Nechevan Barzani, has denied that the region's oil exports are a prelude to independence from Baghdad. Iraq holds Turkey responsible for facilitating the oil sales from Kurdistan. Last month, Iraq launched legal action against Turkey after shipments began. Kurdistan's oil exports were supposed to have given the region the upper hand in this long-running dispute, but some observers are now asking if Baghdad's legal threats have warded off potential buyers. Dale McCune, Press TV, Arbil.